Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
And outdoor activities on Saturday, probably not such a good idea. 100% chance for what they're calling for, severe storms, is what they're saying, and a high of 73, then the temperature drops. The good news, Sunday, nice, sunny, 65, and then for the national championship, tailgating, etc., 60% chance for showers and highs near 70 on Monday. I think the news around the world and the water cooler that everybody has been talking about, well, maybe LSU here, but around the world, has been the actions, the conflict between Iran and the United States. And here to join us, and we appreciate the time, is Emma Ashford, research fellow at the Cato Institute. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
How are you?
Not too bad. Busy week, obviously, though.
Yeah, I can imagine. I guess we should start with maybe, and our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking people, do you think the U.S. was right to kill Qasem Soleimani? Does this all come down to whether or not an attack was imminent and how you would define imminent?
Yeah, so that's the line that the Trump administration is taking, is that, first of all, you know, Qasem Soleimani was a really bad guy, and I don't think anybody disputes that, but also that he was planning imminent attacks, probably on U.S. forces in the region. The problem is that if you talk to anybody that's seen the intelligence, whether it's news reporters that have had leaks, whether it's Congress that had a briefing yesterday, they'll tell you that is just razor thin. There doesn't actually appear to have been any intelligence that there was an imminent attack, as opposed to the fact that Soleimani was just on the ground in Baghdad. So it's a little concerning that the Trump administration took this step, especially when there doesn't seem to actually have been an imminent attack.
I'm going to leave partisanship out of this, and I'm just going to say what some people said, and I won't attribute it to either party. But some were said that it wasn't as though he was wearing a suicide vest and getting ready to walk into somewhere and kill people. But he never would have done that, right? I mean, that's not what his, I hate to say, job was, but that was not part of his responsibility or anything he would have ever done, is it?
Yeah, see, that's the key point here. It's not even clear that killing a general sort of at his level would actually stop an imminent attack, right? Because he may be the guy that plans this kind of thing, but he's definitely not the guy that carries it out. So, again, this is a very thin justification. And when you realize that we're talking about killing not a terrorist, not someone like bin Laden, not someone like Baghdadi, we're talking about killing somebody who's actually a senior official in a foreign government, this all starts to get very legally dicey.
So where does, and we had that problem with, I can't remember his name, the guy that was born in America, and then we droned him in Yemen. Do you remember his name, Emma? I can't.
Not off the top of my head.
You know who I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, there's been a couple of American citizens, exactly, who they had American citizenship, and then we killed them overseas. And that was, I think, under the Obama administration. And again, very legally dicey. That, of course, doesn't necessarily get you to a war, which killing Soleimani possibly could.
Where does the attack on the embassy, they called it a protest, it really was an attack if you watched it, where does that fit in all of this?
So the concern on the ground in Iraq for some time has been militias, some of which are sponsored by Iran, some of which aren't, which are sort of very opposed to the U.S. presence in Iraq. The problem is actually that the U.S. is very unpopular in Iraq now. The U.S. presence in Iraq is very unpopular. And so the Iraqi government finds itself in a position where, with the embassy attacks, with the killing of Soleimani, they might actually just want to ask U.S. troops to leave.
But the president of Iraq, Barham Saleh, was quoted in the Washington Post as saying Iran should stay out of this. We decide when the United States or Americans stay and when they leave. Who's running a country in Iraq? Is it the president or is it the militias?
you know, it's just like our own system of government, right? The parliament passed a non-binding resolution that said they wanted the U.S. to leave. The prime minister said, maybe we'll look at it. The president said, I don't think now's the time. There was disagreement within their own government, just like there's disagreement here on these issues. The militias are important in Iraq. They're certainly not running the country, but they do have sort of a, they do have one point of view, and the government has to consider that when it's making policy.
We take a break, pick it up here. We come back. If you all have any questions, because this is a very complex situation, or comments, you can text them in 87870, our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Do you think the U.S. was right to kill Qassem Soleimani? So Soleimani, 50-50 is what the results are right now. I would like your comments at 87870. Why do you think we were justified, or why do you think we were not justified? 620, Tommy Tucker, time for traffic now on WWL. 624, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Nice day today, 20% chance for showers, but a quick update, Saturday is going to be ugly, a 100% chance for showers. Some of those could be very heavy, maybe a risk of severe weather. And, of course, we'll have all the information that you need right here on WWL. Do you think the U.S. was right to kill Qassem Soleimani? That's our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. As it stands now, 86% of you are saying yes, but I would love for you to text me at 87870 and tell me why. Emma Ashford is our guest research fellow at the Cato Institute, and I'm getting some text here, Emma, saying that despite what the Democrats are saying, because everything's in a partisan prism, right? It's viewed through that, that the Democrats are being anti-American by not standing with the president in his decision to attack Iran or kill his general, not attack Iran, while he was in Iraq. And that former president should have taken him out long ago, and it would have saved American lives. At what point is that truth? At what point is it hyperbole? You tell me.
So I think the key point is, you know, nobody is arguing that Qassem Soleimani was a good guy. Frankly, the world is a better place without him in it. The problem is that killing him now, killing him in general, puts American forces in the region actually in risk. It actually raises the risk of a big conflict with Iran. It raises the risk for reprisal. We were very lucky, for example, that nobody was killed during the rocket attacks launched from Iran the other night.
And but so let me interrupt for a second, if I may, Emma, while we're talking about that, because I'm going to forget. And that is the joint off-camera, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the chairman, General Mark Milley, said that the Iraqis definitely did want to harm American personnel. It was indicated by some other experts that they wanted to send a message by firing the missiles into the compound, but that they kind of picked and chose their targets because they didn't really want to hurt anybody. Your thoughts on that?
So the Iranians notified the Iraqi government just before the strikes were starting. The Iraqis told the Americans. So there was advance notice, which meant people were able to sort of hunker down. And that's probably what saved lives. So I'm inclined to agree that the Iranians were hoping not to kill Americans. But I also think the fact they launched the strike shows that they would have been perfectly fine if it did kill Americans. You don't launch a bunch of missiles and expect that there will be no casualties from that.
But these things are the ballistic missiles, they're pretty easy to How can I phrase this? Not easy to aim, but they're pretty dependable on hitting their targets, right? And I have to believe that Iran had some kind of intelligence as to where the most vulnerable areas would be on the base and where, and I don't want to waste a lot of time on this, but where would be the best target to kill the most Americans?
It looks like they aimed for infrastructure, not for people. Right. And so that's the kind of sign that we would expect if we're looking at Iran and saying, well, they've taken this action, but they don't really want it to escalate further. And I think that's what the president yesterday in his speech basically said. He said, look, we all don't want this to escalate to war. We're going to try and step back now.
Finish your thought, please, if you would, when I interrupted you to ask you about that. And I didn't mean to, but again, I would have forgotten.
Sure. So killing Soleimani, right? It's one of those things where, you can talk about justifying on legal grounds, you can talk about justifying on moral grounds, but the fact is, when we killed him, it kicked off a chain reaction. It pushed the government in Iran to respond with that rocket attack where we were, lucky nobody was killed. It's probably going to encourage a bunch of militias on the ground in Iraq, in Syria, and elsewhere to go after U.S. forces in the region. And it's definitely not making those troops safer. So that's the concern that I have about this, is that strategically it was a really bad decision.
So if, and we only have 20 seconds left here, if previous presidents who had a chance to take him out had done it, would more American lives have been saved, or more innocent lives been saved, or any innocent lives been saved?
Perhaps. We can never say that kind of counterfactual with any certainty. But the problem is, of course, that if those presidents had done it, my bet is there would have been reprisals against U.S. forces in the region. So, say, for example, Barack Obama had taken him out, there could have been attacks against U.S. personnel in Syria in the war against ISIS or in Iraq. So, really, I think you can't necessarily blame former presidents for not doing this. And I think we really should be questioning why President Trump felt it was necessary to do this now when the risks were just so high.
Thank you, Emma. I appreciate your time. Emma Ashford, Research Fellow at the Cato Institute, will continue to discuss this as the morning goes on, plus local crime. Now, though, WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.